Hello, this is Bert Daniel Andersson, Daniel Bert Andersson podcast. Welcome. I am trying a new vocal mix thing here, edit tool. And yeah, hope the sound is okay. So welcome, this is the podcast where we talk about things that happened before, today, and what will happen next. And as always, you have me here, Daniel, and I am the host of this podcast. And you are, as always, very welcome. Yes, and as I mentioned in the last episode, I was having a stand-up comedy show, and that was yesterday evening at the Scandic Hotel in Malmö, 28th of January 2022. And the story behind this guide, this show, was that I, in December, contacted, I was Googling around a little bit, and I found this person who is hosting comedy. I contacted different people, actually, who is into comedy in the city. Just asking, is there any position, you know, is there any possibility to do some shows, or what do you think? And I said in the same email to everyone, it was, hello, I'm Daniel, just moved here from Tokyo. I've been doing stand-up comedy over there in Japan, and I have never, well, I have done 103 gigs. I usually don't kill, as you say. I also rarely bomb. When you don't get any laugh, you say bomb, total silence. Only happened once. That was total silence, the whole set, not even, only once. But also only once I can say that I killed. Because there was, not because I thought so, because I heard at least two people saying to me after that I killed. So then I say, okay, so I killed once. But I also, I have very few of those bombings, just once, real bombing, and then lots of, you know, not so very, you know, a little bit silence, but not completely. So I think I'm kind of even in my experience so far. So quite reliable, I would say. It's not super funny. It's not super boring. It's okay. That's what I wrote in the emails to everyone. And everybody came back to me and they saw the clips and all that. So now I have shows booked. But yesterday, anyway, I didn't, you know, think so much about it. Okay, he said, yeah, I can put you up on January 28th. It's a guy called Joe Egan, a Canadian guy here, with a beard. And he, yeah. So I didn't think so much about, okay, good, Scandic, good, check the map. Okay, good, it's not so far from here. I will go there. And then I went there. Always, I'm there early if it's a new place to check out how it is. So I arrived at the hotel. It's a quite fancy hotel, I have to say. And I asked in the reception, I said, hey, I'm going to do stand-up comedy here tonight. What? The receptionist said, what? Yeah, or and then I immediately started to think, is it the wrong address now? I started to look at my phone. No, it's here. Then there was a guy just next to the receptionist there who, yeah, I will, yeah, I know. How can I help? Yeah, and then I said, I want to see, I would like to see the room, if possible. And he joined me up and he needed to unlock the key there in the elevator to third floor. So we went up there. Huge room. I mean, that was massive room and very kind of, yeah, looked like the Tokyo Disney Resort hotels where I was once or twice. But those big ballrooms, you know, carpet, chandelier in the roof, big curtains on the wall, and five staff working for the show, and they had different tasks there. There was a bar, and there was audio, and everything was very well, very nice, super nice. And then it was also, what did I want to say? Don't remember. But five people working there, and it was 110 or 115 seats set up there. And I thought, okay, will this many people come? I was a little bit not sure. And then the sales of the tickets were slow, Joe said. So, okay, let's see how many people show up. And then people started to come in slowly, but they just, and then all of a sudden it was full. So I had like 100 and, well, around a little more than 100 people or something in the audience. And I was on the number two on the set list, 7 to 8 minutes. And there was a person who would open, and she was a little bit insecure whether she wanted to open or not, but I said, I can open, or I can do a second, you can decide. But then at the end, I said, I can open. And the MC was very good there, Joe, very good at getting the room going. So I went up there and did my stuff. And that stuff is kind of, some things I've done before. I changed a little bit of a reference so people can recognize what I talk about. And I tried two new jokes, which I never would insert normally. I would just never try new jokes at a venue like that. Very risky to do that, but I did that anyway. And those jokes worked. But it was one of those nights when there is a good mood and people were happy and wanted to laugh. And it was very fun. And I actually, today, I got an email that they want me for a show in Copenhagen in the beginning of March 4th, I think it was. And that's going to be exciting. And it's kind of good. I haven't done this now for a long time in front of a live audience like that in a room. So but it went fine. And then, of course, I started to think immediately, like I always do, okay, I was probably the worst on the evening of the ones performing there, and they probably don't want to book me again, and so on. Always think like that. And then they told me that, they asked me if I can do Copenhagen. That must be a sign that it was not a complete disaster, I think. Or could be that they just want to be nice to me and feel sorry for me. And I didn't even ask. So probably Joe sat there and thought, poor guy. Okay, I'm gonna give him that show as well. Probably that's how it is. And it was, was good. And the tickets were very expensive. It was a lot of couples there, and the headliner is quite famous, I understand, in Europe. Alexis, what is his name? Marcel Lecon is his artist name. Very funny guy. And then there was a Swedish comedian called Elvira, and a guy from Lithuania, Donatas. They were both super funny and talented. So I was still wondering how I ended up in there. And then, as always, I feel myself out of place. And for example, there was one episode when in the break before the headliner, then let's go up to Donata's room. He had a hotel room there staying. He lives in Gothenburg. So we went up there, and I stood there with two complete strangers. And I asked them, how do you know Joe? No, we don't know Joe, but I was, and I had one wine glass in each hand to carry, and I said, I don't drink. And I said, everything in my show, what I tell you is true. But then I stood there just in the room, two strangers from Britain, Great Britain. And what I wanted to do was just do my stuff and then go home. Anyway, it was fun, nice people, but And then on the way home, of course, still haven't learned the bus systems here. And this thing with Google Maps, it doesn't work, and the apps and everything. So I ended up taking the wrong bus. First I did. Got off at the wrong station, took another bus, went in the wrong direction, and came back to the hotel. So I went around the city And then I was so tired of myself, and it was quite late, so I just ordered a taxi. Ordered a taxi. They told me to stand in front of the blood central. Stood in front of the blood central, and the taxi calls me, asking where I was. But it's always these misunderstandings. But then I just said, yeah, I jumped in the taxi. Very nice guy, they ran in the taxi. And he asked me where I'm going, told him the address. And then he asked me, fixed price or taximeter? And I don't know. I have no idea. I just, yeah, you choose, I said. I just wanted to get home. So he said, fixed. And I said, yeah, great. And then we came home just 10 minutes later or so. And then I had a shower. And I ate kebab. Swedish-made kebab, actually, with onions. And some spicy pepperoni. So that was my night. And yeah, so that's how it went on the stand-up comedy. Okay, I'm trying another voice thing here on the editing pro. Maybe it's different. I was on the sauna. I was at the sauna this morning. I came home a little bit late yesterday evening, but I had a good night's sleep. And I went out at 8:15, took my bicycle down to the sauna. And I did some pull-ups, and then I went there. And yes, waited outside 30 minutes because they have this thing now with only 30 people at a time. And I waited there with my fully dressed, protected to the rain and wind. Went in there, as always, took my small changing cabin and got undressed. And I love that place so much. All the salt and smoke you feel from the ovens, sauna thing there. And then I went in to took a shower, went into to the sauna. And as you might have heard before, there are five must be. How many? Men have two, women two, and one mixed. Yeah, so it's five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, so the one I choose always is so strange. It's a little bit colder in the morning when you just because they haven't kept the temperature up. But everyone sitting in the hot one. Then it's full of people sitting there talking. And then the one I sit in is a little bit, you know, getting warmer and warmer. But no one is there except me and that Finnish guy. So the Finnish guy stepped in. And today when he stepped into the sauna, he had a little bit of a smile. I could see a little bit of a smile in the corner of his mouth. I was thinking, oh, he's in a good mood today. We said hello. But then mood changes then when he realized how cold it was again. And he said something, maybe in Finnish, swear word, I guess. He went out looking for some staff, couldn't find any. And he dropped the water again, this time without even asking. And then he sat there on the top shelf, angry. I think he maybe thought about the week and his behavior. Could be perhaps that since last Saturday, he has been every day working on himself, trying to reflect upon his behavior and attitude on his... because this is something has happened to him lately. He's... 46, I think he 46 years old. Yeah, and he has lived in an environment with macho culture where you're not supposed to speak about your feelings. You're just going ahead. But sometimes he has gone a little bit, got loose. That's why he got these tattoos on different places, which shows him where he's been. And some of the tattoos I think has been done in Southeast Europe. Southeast Asia, I mean, it has its sun symbol in the between the shoulder blades, for example. And he has one thing on his arm that seems to be over, you know, he had a tattoo there and then he was been covered by another tattoo. So maybe it was some. Maybe it could have been a ring of dolphins, happy dolphins around his biceps. But now it was covered by a big kind of tribal thing. And I think that is a symbol of someone who has changed his mind, who maybe had an, you know, spontaneous feeling of let's go and get tattoos. And yeah, for once, let's do something. He's thinking. He's not only... Hello? Ah, sorry, something happened with the mic, I thought. So he's working on himself. He has been reflecting, and now he's a little bit cooled down with this thing with the sauna every Saturday morning. Has made him realize that he needs to change. But when the smallest obstacle appears, like cold sauna, for example, no staff to ask, then he loses his temper and he's back in the old habits again. But I will continue doing the best I can to help him. He's on his way, but he can speed up. He should put a goal, and I will see if I can present him and how I can present this to him next time, because it's just the two of us there. We have 10, 15 minutes on our own during the mornings, Saturday mornings in the sauna. So I will see what I can do to help him. Another project I'm working on is my health. So I did a health check 2 weeks ago. I saw an Instagram thing, just jumped on it directly. Yes, book me in. Campaign for 500 crowns. They could do a full body thing, full body scan. And I went there to the place, and there was a nurse there. She was the worst nurse. Very kind, but she couldn't get blood out of my veins. And my veins are very visible, so it's easy to get, but she didn't manage. And she was super... I knew she didn't know what she was doing, because she couldn't get the blood, but she was super relaxed. And he will not care. But I have taken a lot of blood tests in my life, so I know. Anyway, they got some blood out there. And I actually had done another blood work previously, so it was okay. She doesn't matter. And then we did the test. Long, tall guy, tall doctor, Muslim. So he had his mat, prayer mat on the shelf there. Super nice guy, and he was talking immigrant Swedish, which is kind of a Malmö immigrant Swedish. So he sounded like that football player, Ibrahimovic. And it was so he was such a nice guy, and he he did some tests there and. With a Japanese machine, Karadascan, and then I got the readings right away. So it looked good, and now I'm gonna do another thing soon as well. But it's good. I don't know what I wanted to talk, why I wanted to say. Yeah, it's just an ongoing project here with my health to get in tip-top shape. And I have no idea what I wanted to talk about when it comes to that part, but it's something that I am focusing on. And yes, so economy, I was working on some weeks ago, so it's more or less, you know, the panicking things, it's under control now. Economy is under control. Health, yeah, getting better. Oh yes, I wanted to tell another thing I just jumped on was teeth. Instagram ad. I just directly, when I was waiting for my daughter after school, I was outside the school there, and I just flipped through Instagram, saw this thing about teeth. Harrods Dental Clinic in Malmö. I just saw the ad, you know, if you scroll and you see something, I just saw the ad, clicked on book, called them up directly. When do you have time? Wednesday next week. Okay, let's do it. And I'm going to do there. I'm going to do teeth whitening and everything I said to them. But hold on a little bit. We just have to check before. Yeah, I was totally energetic. And so this is my project right now with health. And next thing, teeth. Because I have bad breath. And So I'm going to sort that out. I am also going to... decided whether I should have beard or not, but that we're going to talk about next time. So in the next episode, we're going to talk about Yeah, I can share about how the other stand-up comedy show did go. I have it on, I think it's 1st of February, and it's in Swedish, and it's a place called Skrattbar. It's going to be very fun. Skrattbar, 2nd of February. I'm going to be there doing a short set in Swedish. And it's just 15 minutes with bike from here. I think I'm going to take the bike, and I'm going to place my bike in a bicycle parking that I found on internet. And until then, take care now, everybody, and see you soon. Bye-bye.